What I like to talk today is about the traps and the attractions for attracting bed bugs. After so many talks, you probably are very well aware of the bed bug infestations in the U.S. and also in other countries. It's a tough insect to control. There are a lot of challenges, and we suddenly realized that we needed to do a lot of research on various aspects about bed bug biology and management strategy. Bed bugs are very difficult to notice because of their small size and nocturnal behavior, and it takes a lot of time and also experience in order to detect the bed bug infestation, especially when the numbers are very low. So developing a trap that can attract the bed bugs from a distance and also kill them would be very beneficial in order to save time and also to detect the bed bug infestations in their early stage. That way you can reduce the insect's yield and also increase your effectiveness of the bed bug program, management program. There are some studies on the bed bug behavior associated with non-chemical and chemical lures of cures, you will say. The different surface type can affect the bed bug behavior. They would like to prefer to stay or crawl on a rough surface rather than a smooth surface. Also, the heat is a very important non-chemical cues that can affect the bed bug behavior. A study by Rimney showed that bed bugs can detect a 2 degrees Celsius difference from a distance, a few centimeters. Different odors can affect the bed bug behavior. The perspiration can have various aspects of the influence, but that should be further studied, certainly. Another study by Marx, published in 1955, also showed the results that the temperature can certainly affect the bed bug behavior. So they can detect a difference of 1 to 2 degrees Celsius from 3 centimeters. Bed bugs can pursue man from 1.5 meters. I'm not sure this is still correct. Bed bugs can detect a nest odor from 75 centimeters. Many hematophagous insects are attracted to certain chemical cues. Here are two examples well studied and well known. One is octanol, the other is L-lactic acid. Octanol was first isolated from cattle odors. It's very common in volatiles from mushrooms. When it's combined with CO2, it's very attractive to certain mosquito species and tsetseflies. L-lactic acid, when itself is used, is not very attractive to mosquitoes, but when it's combined with the carbon dioxide, it's very attractive to some mosquito species. By the way, L-lactic acid is the main component of the human body odor. This slide shows the response of a Trichoma infestans. Is a bug that transmits the vector, is a vector for the Chagas disease in South America. This bug is in the family Ridgeviridae. Studies by Barroso and Lazzari in 2004 showed that CO2 is a very strong attractant to the bug, and when it combined with L-lactic acid, it has the L-lactic acid has a very strong synergistic effect to the bug behavior. Octanol itself also has a strong effect to the orientation behavior of this Trichoma infestans species. Further studies by Barroso and Lazzari showed that these three short-chain fatty acids, propionic acid, butyric acid and valeric acid, all of them didn't have a significant effect to the orientation of the bug. But when three combined together and L-lactic acid, the number five, they had a very strong effect on the orientation behavior of the bug. But the combination alone, like number four, they didn't have any effect to the behavior of the bug. So they have to be combined with L-lactic acid, or combined with CO2, they would even have a much stronger effect to the orientation behavior of the triatoma species. Until now, there are no products to attract bed bugs, but there is a patent that was registered in 2007. This patent described some designs that can attract or kill bed bugs. Basically, the designs include two components. One is the sticky surface, the other is the bait or heat. This pattern doesn't have any data to show the effectiveness of the different designs. It just shows the ideas how the trap can attract or kill bed bugs. The objectives of our study are two. One is to evaluate the attractiveness of a peaceful trap for monitoring the bed bug. And then the second one was to evaluate the chemical lures for attracting bed bugs. This trap design, the trap is composed of three parts. The bottom is the inverted dog bowl, so that there is a trench, there is a trench there, so you can put a killing agent. The outer surface is wrapped around with the fabric so that the bed bugs can crawl. The middle part is a cylinder, heated cylinder with temperature 44 to 47 degrees Celsius. Top is a CO2 release device, but in this study I didn't hook up the CO2 tank. But anyway, this is just the whole design in order to attract and kill bed bugs. Basically, this would include a CO2 release device, a heating device, the trap. Also on the left side, that's the lure. The lure is, in this case, we have octanol and octanol plus L-lactic acid. It is in the plastic housing with a small holes on the surface so that the chemical can be slowly released. And this plastic strip was attached to that cylinder. So that cylinder is heated to about 44 to 47 degrees, so the heat actually can also speed up the release of the chemical. By the way, the size of the cylinder is about a rabbit size, so that it mimics a rabbit. We did the first study in a parliament with more than 1,000 bed bugs. The building here is a low-income elderly people live the building, or it's a one-bedroom apartment. We put three traps in the apartment beside the bed. We rotated every 1 to 4 days. Here's the result. You can see all of them caught a lot of bed bugs, and it seems that the heat plus chemical lures are more effective than heat alone. The second experiment with slightly modified traps. Basically, the cylinder was horizontal location so that it can be placed under the bed. And we have five different treatments. Here's the design. It's a 4x4 Latin square design with four pairs of treatments and four apartments. Each apartment will place one pair of traps. One is the untreated control without heat, without the lure. This one with the heat plus chemical lure. Here's the result. First, you can see that the control caught the least number of bed bugs. The other traps had at least 2 to 8 times more bed bugs than the control. And it seems that the mixed lure with 5 parts are more effective than the other ones. So in conclusion, we found that the heat significantly increased the trap catches, and there is a trend that a mixed lure is more effective than simple lure. We think certainly from these experiments that pitfall traps with heat and chemical lures have the potential to become a very useful tool for for monitoring bed bug infestations, and we should certainly further investigate the synergistic effect among CO2, heat, and chemical lures. This study didn't include CO2 because of some technical issue. Thank you.